up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, ain't it fancy meeting y'all here again. Time once again for Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Same bat time, same bat channel. I got a handful of polka records I got to play. They're crying out to be played. They are. I walk by the studio and the record's going, play me, play me. So here I am playing polka records for you for the next hour. Glad you're along for another show. Let's jump right into it, shall we? I have the Silver Bells, and it says right on the record, it is the world's greatest polka band. It says so right on the label. Silver Bells with Bernie White. It's the Rain, Rain Polka. Sounded pretty good. I don't know that they're the world's greatest polka band, but they were pretty good. Anyway, the Silver Bells with Bernie White, Rain Rain Polka, says right there, world's greatest polka band. There's no asterisk. There's no qualifiers on there, nothing like that. Gene Kostin doing the singing says that on the record, too. So now you have been fully informed as we get another edition of the Oompa Hour rolling right along. Glad you're here for another week. I survived a long appointment at the dentist yesterday. I think we've talked about this a little bit from time to time. I'm one of those people who has severe dental anxiety. Like, I would rather have open-heart surgery than have a dentist even so much as touch a tooth with one of them little metal things, man. And I've actually managed to make it four times in the last couple of months because obviously I've been neglecting my dental care for decades. And somehow I'm finding deep down inside me the wherewithal to actually enter the parking lot and go into the building. And then they introduced me to nitrous oxide, But man, oh man, they worked on me for 2 hours and 40 minutes yesterday. Not to mention a couple of hours the week before. Woo! But I feel kind of proud of myself that I pulled it off. So the rest of you that have dental anxiety, you can do it, man. That's my tip for you, all right? Now, this next one's kind of a weird one. It's Bobby Vinton record. And Bobby's normally pretty traditional. But in the 70s and in the 80s, he took some standard polka songs and souped them up just a little bit. This one's just a little bit. Like, you could get away with it. Like, you could put it on in a disco in the 70s. And even though it's clearly a well-known polka, it's kind of got the beat souped up a little bit, so it works with the younger generation, which are all now 60. Anyway, this is Bobby Vinton. Going back to the 70s. It's the disco era. It's the Beer Barrel Polka.
There's a garden. What a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of foolish people. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oh papa, everybody
man, I'm not used to polka records that fade out at the end. Bobby Vinton there, that is the Beer Barrel Polka. Kind of souped up a little more to fit in with the modern sound of the 70s there. I'm looking for the date on the record. There it is, 1975, see? Just getting started in the disco era. People were shaking their booties to the Beer Barrel Polka and Bobby Vinton. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Happens every week right here on the radio. Glad you're along with for another show. Want to mention World of Accordions Museum, so I don't forget. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, and they've got like 1,400 accordions and similar type instruments on display. A lot of memorabilia, a lot of related paraphernalia, a lot of stuff, a lot of research material, a lot of paperwork, file cabinets full of stuff. And if you're interested in the music or the people or the history, good place to start, World of Accordions Museum, because it's a world, ta-da, of accordions. Da-da-da-da. Get it? Hence the name. They got the beautiful concert hall. They have all kinds of good activities going on when the weather's a little nicer. But you can check them out online. Take a little look. worldofaccordions.org. And, hey, if you're going to be in the Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota area, stop in, check them out. All right? All the information you need is online at worldofaccordions.org. All right. Let's do Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra. Normally, I would play Sick, Sober, and Sorry, which is on the other side of this record. But I thought, let's shake it up a little bit and play the Jolly Tuba Polka. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra. That's the Jolly Tuba Polka. You could probably tell here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. You can also probably tell that I'm pretty much done with the cold that I had had for like 6 weeks. I feel 1,000 times better. Although, I have to say that after yesterday's extensive dentist visit, I have runny nose, and I don't know if it's from being on all the oxygen and nitrous and stuff they gave me at the dentist, or something's going on, because I don't feel like I have a cold. But man, it's like I don't go anywhere without a tissue in my hand today. I was fine yesterday, but anyway, for now, the cold is behind me, and I'm feeling pretty good. Speaking of cold, it's weird again up here in northern Minnesota. Last week, 20 below. Right in the zone, 20 below. This week, 30. Next week, 40s. What the heck is going on? Ah, yes, global warming. But that doesn't explain the 20 below last week. I don't know. It's an El Niño. Isn't that what they said? Which means the Niña, I think. I don't know. I'm no meteorologist. And I like it because my heat bill is much less distressing when it's 40 degrees out than when it's 25 below. So I'll take it. Here's one I almost never play. In fact, I can't even think of playing this one in recent history. It's a Hank Thenander record, and it's called Popcorn. There you go, little Hank Thenander. I love my Hank Thenander records, and he doesn't get on the show often enough. And I think the records are like in a different section, and they just don't come around all that often. But I love me a little Hank Thenander every now and then. So there you have Popcorn. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I just saw, like moments ago, seconds ago, like while that record was playing, in the news feed here, because we do have the news wire, that the people at PETA would like the people at in Philadelphia to do away with Punxsutawney Phil. They say replace him with a giant coin. He deserves better. Because, you know, we get into this part of the winter. It's not that long. It'll be February. And, you know, you got Groundhog Day and all that coming up. And the animal rights group says that they sent a letter to the president of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, offering to send the club a giant gold coin to replace Punxsutawney Phil and give him a reputable sanctuary. They say he is not a meteorologist. He deserves better than to be exploited every year for tourism money. The Groundhog's weather prediction is no more accurate than flipping a coin. says the group, the huge coin, could easily replace him as the Pennsylvania town's gimmick to draw in tourists. I don't think it's as good of a gimmick. So I don't know, man. And I think they treat that groundhog pretty good. I mean, I've never been there, but I'll bet you he lives pretty high on the groundhog. Anyway, I don't know. I just saw that in the news. So there, consider that a news update for you. Now, I don't play Lawrence Welk records very often. And heaven knows the man was in charge of an awful lot of polkas. So here's Lawrence Welk featuring Myron Florin on the accordion, oddly enough, or I guess not oddly enough, whatever. The Laughing Polka, and there's actually no laughing in this version, but hey, that's the way it goes. Technically, I suppose the trombones were providing the laughing, but you know, that's not what we expect when someone says they're going to play the Laughing Polka. Still a good song. Lawrence Welk with Myron Florin here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another round of the show here. Now, let me tell you, I don't know anything about baseball. I mean, I know it's a game, and you hit it in the bats, and you run, and you get runs. And I watch my grandson play baseball. So, I mean, I know a little bit about, like, how you play the game, but I don't know the players, and I don't know the teams, and I don't know all that stuff because it's too much for me to keep track of. But this next record, it's the Hey Necro Polka by Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. And even I figured out that Necro is a baseball player, and apparently, I don't know. I don't understand it, but I'm sure that there are baseball fans out there. They're going to think this is a really cool record. So here's Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra.
That throw as great as he. His name is Phil Necro and he's on the Yankees.
When you meet him, we know you want to say thank you, Atlanta, for bringing him our way. Hey Necro, throw that knuckleball. Strike him out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. We'll sit and talk and have a few and dance around the floor. We'll all come back tomorrow night to drink and dance some more.
Braves for nearly 20 years. King George made the deal while Atlanta shed tears.
There is no doubt the South is really lost. Thank you, Atlanta, for sending him to us. Hey, Negro, throw that knuckleball. Strike the mob, it will all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. If he thinks he can't keep up, and if he wants to go, tomorrow night when we return, we'll bring your brother Joe.
All right, that's one for all the baseball fans out there. Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra there. And hey, Phil Niekro, because apparently he's a baseball player, but that's out of my area of knowledge, but I can play the record anyway. And it was a perfectly fine song, so there you go, right? Let's go over here now, do one for... I still got to find a 78 for the week. I got to find a waltz. Man, I've been goofing off here on the show this week. Here are the Jolly Jokers. It is the Pumpernickel Polka.
Pumpernickel polka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet. Thank you.
There you have the Jolly Jokers there doing the Pumpernickel Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. I don't know if that means you dance on bread or exactly what the deal is, but anyway, there it is here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, here's a record that doesn't come around very often. It's called the New National Polka, and the group is simply called the Plus Five. Plus Five what? I have no idea. Go. That's a Plus Five. You just add five to anything and you would be the Plus Five. That's the New National Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, in every show we do a waltz, and I'm kind of plugging it ahead of time because it's coming up here after the next record, all right? I'm going to play Rudy and the Checkmates, and then I'm going to do a waltz from Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. I almost never play a Frankie Yankovic waltz because they're so short. Oh, man, my stack of records has fallen over. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we had an incident. You don't think I cleaned up the records, do you? No. Oh, man, that's bad. That's going to fall over. All right. Anyway, just never mind. Trying to avoid another incident. I normally don't use Frank Yankovic records for the waltz because his songs are so short. The man does very few songs, and I feel like if you get up to dance and do a waltz, you should at least be doing 3 or 4 minutes, you know. But then I feel that Frank gets gypped. So I got Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks coming up here to do our official weekly waltz. But first, we're going to do Patty's Polka with Rudy and his Checkmates. We'll be right back.
She was from New York State. Her name was Patty, and she was real pretty. She came from New York State. Her name was Patty, she was real pretty. She came from New York State. Patty was lovable and so very friendly. She was the only one. She was the only one. She made them happy and so very joyful. Everyone loved her so. She made them happy and so very joyful. Everyone loved her so.
There you go, Rudy and his checkmates there. That's Patty's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hope you're hope you had a great week last week and hope you're having a fabulous week coming up. That's the best I can hope for you, I guess. Now, we always do a waltz in every show. And I told you I rarely do a Frank Yankovic waltz because his records aren't really long. And you need a little time to dance. But I hope by now you move the coffee table out of the way or maybe Scooch Kitchen table out of the way. Get your partner ready there for a little waltz. If you don't have a partner, maybe you got a broom. You waltz with a broom. I've seen it done on TV. Here's Frank Yankovic and his Yanks. It's the Engagement Waltz.
Till we unite,
Yankee Yankovic and his Yanks there. That's the engagement waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I still got some work to do, though. We got the waltz in, so the pressure's off a little bit there. Still got to find a 78 of the week. I got a bunch to look at over here. We'll get something set up here. So stand by for that. But in the meantime, it's the Johnny Pecan Orchestra. Sometimes it says Johnny Pecan. Sometimes it says Johnny and his orchestra. This says Johnny Pecan Orchestra. Here's the old-timers polka. And there you go with the Johnny Pecan Orchestra. That's the Old Timers Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Speaking of old-timers, let's play our 78 of the week. I can't remember if I've played this one before because I got records, you know, just kind of laying around in stacks. And as much as I've tried over the years to organize them, you know, like here's the pile of done records and I'll put those away later. Yeah, it never really works out. 1939, I'm trying to remember if I have played the Beer Barrel Polka by Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights. I can't remember. Remember Horace Heidt with his College of Musical Knowledge? That was some good stuff, too, with Ishka Bibble. Ah, you bet. But I can't remember. I ever played this one before. I don't think so. And if I have, it's been long enough ago that I can't remember anyway. So let's crank up the Victrola here. 1939, Horace Heidt and the Beer Barrel Polka. Thank you. All right, there you go. Kind of a big band treatment for that one there. That's Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights. That one's from 1939. That's our official 78 of the week. There, I feel good now because I'm off the hook on that one. We got our waltz in the show already. Man, oh, man, I'm doing pretty good here. I think. All right, let's do a completely ridiculous song from Pete Shalen's orchestra. Here's Shake, Fanny, Shake.
I took my Fanny to the seashore so she could get a tan. I guess she thought I took her there so she could get a man. When she saw the handsome lifeguard, she started on the make. Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
I took my Fanny to the movies so we could see the show. I found two seats way back in the very, very last row. Saw the handsome usher, she started on the make. Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, he tried to shake my Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake.
They have it there, Pete Shalen's orchestra. That is the Shake Fanny Shake Polka. You probably figured that out all by yourself. Got some Marv Herzog on the way for you here in just a couple of minutes, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Alrighty there. I think we get in a couple of three more records on the show this week. I don't know. Let's get to work here. I got Marv Herzog here, and it's just another polka.
Better since the moment
when you hear that, doesn't it just make you feel like you're listening to like an old Rudy Valley record or something, huh? Marv Herzog there, along with Wally Losel singing there. And just another polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. See what else I can squeak into the show this week. I bet I get two more songs in here if I shut up and just play them a little bit. Stanky and his coal miners band here. Normally it's Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. It doesn't say Pennsylvania on here, I think, because there's not enough room on the label to put all that in there. My Heart is Breaking Polka.
My heart is aching. My heart is breaking.
There you go. Thank you. And it's coal miners there. And My Heart is Breaking Polka, obviously. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. We get ready to wrap up another one here. Seems to me that last week I left you with a story that I said I would give you the result this week. And that was when I wrapped up the show last week, I told you that after I finished the show, my job was going to be to auger a toilet, which I had never done before. But let's just say there was a situation that using every possible tip from YouTube and from hardware store people and anyone we could find, we could not get the toilet to allow things to flush because of a situation that is disgusting, so I'm not going to tell you about it. So I stopped and bought a toilet auger, and it worked. It took me 2 hours, but it worked. So I'm telling you, people, if you have a child around and you worry about your flushability from time to time, toilet auger, dish soap, and giant 5-quart buckets of boiling water. And you, too, can break through the poo-poo barrier. There's my valuable tip. Let's go out on one from the Deutschmeisters this week, shall we? We're going to wrap her up this week with the Kinder Polka. Thank you. There you go. That's the Kinder Polka. That's the Deutschmeisters. And you probably guessed Tony Wolf on concertina, as that officially wraps up this week's edition of the old Oompa Hour Show. Believe it or not, how time flies when you're having fun. But anyway, there's another stack of records on the dun pile, which is getting dangerously teetery. So I'm going to tend to that as soon as I get done with the show here before I get hurt, you know?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Hoopa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.